Hello, I'm an update from the future. The first version of this podcast didn't feature the prologue or the epilogue because of timing reasons during the original session. So I've recorded an additional session which bookends the play session so you can hear the text in an approximation of completeness. And now, back to the original podcast. Hello and welcome to this exploring session. This time we're looking at John Baptist's Preaching by John Bale. I'm your host, Robert Crichton, and before I begin, just a reminder that you can support our work by becoming a patron. It really does make a difference. If you just give $1 a month, then we can continue to produce full cast adaptations of early English drama, as well as this kind of material. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. These exploring sessions are held on Saturday mornings in the depths of Suffolk, where volunteers read through and play around with different plays, and I record the outcome to help producers and students and those generally interested in how these plays tick. John Bale wrote John Baptist's Preaching as part of a project to produce a distinctly Protestant variant of the traditional Catholic mystery plays. Following on from God's Promises, which we've looked at variously in the past and future, past that one, this play looks at John the Baptist, but in a slightly different way to the other plays that survive. I hadn't taken in how radical and how dangerous the play actually was. I knew that he was writing just after the Reformation, that he was writing Protestant plays in a world that was still mostly Catholic, and I knew bad things happened when the plays were staged. But that doesn't mean I appreciated that fact fully when it came to the play itself. John Baptist's Preaching does something very different with the baptism. It doesn't just focus on the baptism of Jesus. It shows us the day-to-day work of John the Baptist first. First off, three people come to have their sins remitted, and they have done bad things in ascending order of magnitude. It's easy to forgive minor things, but to forgive completely terrible crimes, and for a play to explicitly remind people of this, is quite challenging, in a way that the surviving mystery plays are not. In those, John makes a speech, angel appears perhaps, Jesus turns up, and then there's the question of whether John has the right to baptize the Christ. Nowhere is this particular moral question raised. And in reading this in passing, I'd not actually taken in how radical that really was. And we're barely 5 minutes into the play. The baptism of ordinary folk done, John speaks to the audience, in part to remind the largely Catholic audience that they are wrong, and also because this allows for the entrance of a Pharisee and Sadducee who listen villainously. John the Baptist doesn't mince words with them, and they don't mince words with him. Don't let our mild-mannered readers fool you, this is something of a full-blown row, and quite vicious. The Pharisee and the Sadducee standing in, at least in Bale's mind, for the Catholic clergy. Finally, Jesus arrives, and for the last 5-10 minutes the play runs relatively, as per other baptism plays. So, here is our first stab at getting into the text. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare regulars on a dull Saturday morning in September. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. If you have any thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here with this play, let us know. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us there or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. Additional details at some point will be on our website, www.beyondshakespeare.org. Hello, future Robert again. So here's the prologue before you listen to the play. This was in session with Beyond Shakespeare regular Alan Scott. Right, anyway, so
we're on John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness.
Yes,
the prologue.
The crafty assaults of the hypocrites with the glorious baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it is, there's a lot of extra biblical material here that happens in the play.
The kingdom of Christ will now begin to spring, which is the preaching of his New Testament. Now shall Messiah, which is our heavenly King, appear to the world in manhood evident, whose wholesome coming John Baptist will prevent, preaching repentance his highway to prepare, which now we intend before you to declare. The law and prophets draweth now fast to an end, which were but shadows and figures of his coming.
I'm just going to pause us there. So, the same way as the play we've just read, prologue we just read, said you've just come from a previous play. This play, we're working backwards. We're doing this in a really stupid order. You know, I should have started with God's promises and gone back there and started that. But anyway, so the laws and prophets is the play they've just seen in the audience.
Ah, right. So,
so that play is drawn to an end. And it's like the first line of the prologue as well, also, you know, preaching of his New Testament. So we've just done the Old Testament. Bale gets the Old Testament out in one play. He does it in one go. An hour and a bit, plus change, and he's done the entire Old Testament.
Right, now I didn't pick up the reference, to the previous Bale, but I'd picked up the Law and the Prophets as being Old Testament.
Yeah, so it's contrast. It's explicitly, you know, that's where we now are in the story, yeah. Boys and girls, because the previous play ended with John the Baptist being given his authority by God. God has a little chat with John Baptist.
Right.
So this is where we are. So it's almost a direct follow-on of the story of John Baptist. So let's start from Law and Prophets again.
The Law and Prophets draweth now fast to an end, which were but shadows and figures of his coming. Now shall he approach all that all grace will extend of clean remission. A caution will he bring to pacify God his Father everlasting. By shedding his blood all things shall he renew, making one people of the pagan and the Jew. For so much as we are given to novelties of very nature, let us ourselves apply to accept these news and heavenly verities, which are for our sin our most sovereign remedy, and for our soul's health so highly necessary, that without knowledge of them we cannot have a true faith in him which died our souls to save. When man had sinned, the hard precepts of the law Moses proclaimed, the prophets gave monitions, but none of them all to the heavenly kingdom draw, till John Baptist come with clearer expositions. The publicans then leave their ill dispositions, unto Christ they come and his most holy gospel, where the froward sects continually rebel. Ye shall see Christ here submit himself to baptism, of John his servant in most meek humble wise, in poorness of spirit, that we should follow him, whose lowly doctrine the hypocrites despise. Follow him therefore, and shun their devilish practice. Be gentle in heart, and bear your good intent towards his gospel and godly testament. Here begins the comedy.
Yes, there it does. And there's an interesting... That script has elided baptism, because in the original it's designed to rhyme with him, so it's baptim, that we should follow him. I'm quite happy for it to be baptism, because I think it's silly. It's actually quite a useful exposition, considering...
Yeah.
Where it comes within a sequence, as well as also, you know, this is where we're going, because it's actually making the point. You know, this stuff has sort of been talked about before, but John the Baptist is going to do something really important and different from the previous prophets who you may have seen in the last play. So, you know, this is the next part of the evening class,
yeah,
that you're getting.
One thing I'm getting from Bale is that he was a good, well-disciplined editor.
Mm.
He keeps it short.
Mm.
He keeps it simple.
Mm.
I mean, it's almost the textbook exercise in here's the bullet points.
Mm. They seem to be a standard length of 5 stanzas as well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's the art of Precy, and he does it well.
Yeah. That one. Felt actually more useful, because
yeah,
I think what he's talking about is more fiddly theologically than the other one, which was, yeah, straightforwardly Jesus beat Satan, huzzah.
Yeah.
Whereas this is much more about
a chain
of events and an evolution of God's relationship with man, and that needs explaining, and therefore that's important to him and to the audience. So John the Baptist enters and preaches to the audience. The 3 other characters are listening, presumably, somewhere.
As a messenger, I come to give you warning that your Lord, your King, your Saviour and Redeemer, with health, grace and peace to you is hither coming. Apply ye therefore, delay the time no longer, but prepare his way, making the rough path smoother. Strike down the mountains, fill up the valleys again, for all men shall see their merciful Saviour plain. The seat of David, which is the Father heavenly, he cometh to possess as a ruler spiritual, and in Jacob's house to reign continually, which is of his church the number universal, not only of Jews, but faithful believers all. That congregation will he evermore defend, and of his kingdom shall never be an end.
At these new tidings, which this good man doth bring, my heart within me for joy doth leap and spring.
O mighty Maker, what comfort to us is this, thine own Son to send to reform that is amiss.
Such comfort to me as I cannot express, of tongues though I had 3,000 and no less.
Approach nigher, friends, and tell me what ye say.
Ye told us, methought, we should prepare a way for the Lord's coming. Was not your saying so?
My preaching was it. From it can I not go, for grounded it is on God's mighty word, truly uttered long before by the prophet Esau.
I pray you tell us what you mean by that way.
Your conversation, which is in a sore decay, lay apart your wrath, your covetousness and pride, your lusts unlawful, with your other sins beside. Knowledge your trespass and cease from doing ill. Flee men's traditions and God's high laws fulfill. Make ye straight the paths, let every man have his. In no wise revenge when man use ye amiss. Seek God your Father in spirit and verity, but not in shadows, as doth the Pharisee, which by outward works looketh to be justified, and neither by faith nor by God's word will be tried. Ever deep valley to much more height will grow, the mountains and hills shall be brought down full low.
What do you mean by that? I pray ye heartily tell.
Meekness will arise and pride abate by the gospel. The simple fisher shall now be notable, the spiritual Pharisee a wretch detestable. The wise and learned the idiot will deface. Sinners shall exceed the outward saints in grace. Abjects of the world in knowledge will excel the consecrate rabbis by virtue of the gospel. The poor man by faith shall very clearly deem the clause that will hard unto the lawyer seem. All that aforetime untoward did remain, the rule of God's word will now make straight and plain. The covetous juror shall now be liberal. The malicious man will now to charity fall. The wrathful hater shall now love earnestly. To temperate measure men will change gluttony. Pride shall so abate that meekness will prevail. Lechery shall lie down and cleanness set up sail. Slothfulness shall slide and diligence arise to follow the truth in godly exercise. Prepare ye therefore so fast as ever ye can to this Lord which will renew ye every man in case ye repent the folly that is past.
Sorry are we for it, and will be to our lost.
What are ye? Tell me each person severally.
I do represent the common people of Jewry. In sweat of my brows my living I procure, by daily labours and mind so to endure.
A publican I am, and much to live by pollage, for my office is to gather tax and tollage. Much am I hated of the Pharisee and scribe, for axing tribute, judging unlawful bribe.
A soldier I am, or valiant man of war, the land to defend and his enemies to conquer. When my wages are too little for my expense, to get a booty, I spare no violence.
For God's love, repent and turn ye to the Lord, that by him ye may to his kingdom be restored.
And so the common people turn to God and confess their sins.
I know, blessed Lord, by plain experiments, most nigh unto heath is he that showed his sore. Wherefore, I confess, in place here evidence, the sinful living that I have used afore. A wretched sinner I have been evermore, unthankful to thee, to man uncharitable, and in all my works both false and deceivable.
Then take my baptism, which is a preparation unto faith in Christ, wherein rest your salvation. To Christ's gospel your conversation apply, and learn by this sign with him to live and die.
Mine usage, ye knew, is out of want and extreme. Some godly precepts for that fame would I learn.
I will not move ye to offer calf nor goat, but to charity, which is of higher note. With no sacrifice is God more highly pleased than with that good heart whereby the poor is eased, for that he accepteth as though himself it had.
The healthsome counsel maketh my heart joyful and glad.
He that hath two coats, let him give one to the needy, and he that hath victual, likewise relieve the hungry. Help always the poor with herbour, food, and apparel, with succour, solace, with doctrine and ghostly counsel. These things done in faith may mollify God's ire.
Farewell to ye then, for I have my desire.
Thy word, blessed Lord, by this good man declared, causeth my conscience of sin to have remorse, and to remember how that I have not spared the poor to oppress by cruelty and force. I consider yet how I oft have been hoarse, crying for custom, exacting more than due. To my neighbour, Lord, I have been full untrue.
Be baptized then in token of repentance, and take to ye faith with a new remembrance, thinking by this sign ye are from henceforth bound vices to resist, accepting Christ for your ground.
Give me some precept or rule whereon to stay, that I, in my sort, my Lord God may obey.
I will not bind ye your substance to dispense, but I require you to abstain from violence. Though your office be to gather and to pull, yet be no tyrant, but rather merciful. A good way this were for your estate, I think.
Perform it I shall. I would, else I should sink.
For your pains ye have appointed by the emperor your stipend wages. No creature ye ought to devour. For God's love, therefore, do no man injury in taking tollage, advantage to have thereby, none otherwise than it is to you prescribed.
By me, from henceforth, naught from the poor shall be bribed.
Experience doth show, whereas our good monitions may be avoided all jeopardy and danger, that this man's counsel all sinful depositions. I will therefore change to a life, I hope, much better. And no man so wicked, nor so far out of order as I, wretch, have been in murder, rape, and theft. Sweet Lord, forgive me, and in those ways shall be left.
This baptism of mine to you doth represent remission in Christ, in case your sins ye repent. In his blessed death it assureth you of grace, sealing your passport unto the higher place.
My Maker I thank, of his most special gift, for my usage now doth show me some ghostly drift.
Of war ye have laws, use them with right always. Do not spoil nor rape, take no unlawful praise. The office ye have for the public unity, mind to exercise to the land's tranquility. Ye may thus please God in doing your feet right well.
Father, go forward, for I much delight your counsel.
For the public peace, God's law doth you permit strong weapon to wear, but in no case to abuse it. If ye mind, therefore, of God to avoid the danger, for covetous lucre hurt neither friend nor stranger, but with your wages each man be satisfied.
Praise be to the Lord. I am much edified.
And we'll just pause there. So, because we're about to all change parts, because this is designed to double for four. So, the Pharisee and the Sadducee enter sneakily while John the Baptist does his next oration to the audience.
Of Christ to tell you, with the difference of our baptism, I wash in water, but remission is of him. My baptism is a sign of outward mortifying. A grace is his baptism of inward quickening. The baptism of me is the baptism of repentance. His baptism in faith bringeth full recoverance. My doctrine is hard and full of threatening. His words are demure, replete with wholesome blessings. I fear the conscience with terror of the law. He by the gospel man's soul will gently draw. A knowledge of sin, the baptism of me to teach. Forgiveness by faith will he hereafter preach. I open the sore, he bringeth the remedy. I stir the conscience, he doth all pacify. As Esau saith, I am the crier's voice, but he is the word and message of rejoice. The lantern am I, he is the very light. I prepare the way, but he maketh all things perfect.
As is said abroad, this fellow preacheth new learning. Let us dissemble to understand his meaning.
Well pleased I am that we examine his doings. His doctrines, paraventure, might hinder else our livings. But in our working, we must be somewhat crafty.
Tush, thou shalt see me undermine him very finely. God bless ye, Father, and prosper your business.
Ye are welcome both, so that ye mind any goodness.
No harm we intend. You may trust us, and ye will.
Ye show to the world as though ye couldn't do no ill. But the Lord doth know what ye have in your hearts, and secretly how ye play most wicked parts. Whereas sects remain, the Spirit of God cannot be, whose kind is to knit by a perfect unity.
That taunt have I once, because I am a Pharisee.
My part is no less, for I am also a Sadducee. We will thou know it. Our religions are worshipful.
Not so worshipful, but much more false and deceitful. An outward pretence ye have of holiness, which is, before God, a double wickedness.
A very wretch art thou, such virtuous men to despise, as the Lord of God to his people doth devise. We Pharisees are those which sit in Moses' seat, as interpreters the holy scriptures to treat.
And them ye corrupt with your pestilent traditions, for your belly's sake. Have you false expositions?
What sayest thou to me, which in one point do not swerve from Moses' five books, but every jot we observe? Thinkest not us worthy thy glorious name we bear, of righteous Sadducees? Say thy mind without fear.
I say this unto you, your observations are carnal. Outward works ye have, but in spirit nothing at all. Ye walk in the letter like painted hypocrites. Before God ye are no better than sodomites, sinners offending of weakness, doubt, or ignorance. Of pity God pardoneth, but where he findeth resistance against the plain truth, there will he punish most, for a wickedness that is against the Holy Ghost, and that reigneth in you which never hath forgiveness. For enemies ye are, to that ye know righteousness.
Avaunt, beggar, avaunt. Becometh it thee to prate so unmannerly against our comely estate, which is known to be so notable and holy? Thou shalt be looked on, I promise thee, surely.
Our worthy decrees the knave doth not regard, but practiseth new laws, such as were never heard. By whose authority dost thou teach this new learning? Doubt not, but shortly thou wilt be brought to a reckoning.
Ye generation of vipers, ye murderers of the prophets, ye Lucifer's proud and usurpers of high seats, never was serpent more stinging than ye be, more full of poison nor inward cruelty. All your study is to pursue the verity. Such is your practice, deceit and temerity. You boast yourselves much of righteousness and science, yet none more vile nor fuller of negligence. How can ye escape the vengeance that is coming upon the unfaithful, which will admit no warning? Neither your good works nor merits of your fathers, your fastings, long prayers with other holy behaviours, shall you afore God be able to justify your affections inward, unless ye do mortify, and therefore show forth the due fruits of repentance, not in words only, but from the heart's abundance. Forsake your malice, your pride, and hypocrisy, and now exercise their fruitful deeds of mercy.
It become not thee to show what we shall do, we knowing the law and the prophecies also. Go, teach thy old shoes, like a busy prattling fool. For we shall none be of this new-fangled school. We are men learned. We know the ancient laws of our forefathers. Thy news are not worth two straws.
The offspring we are of the noble father Abraham, and have blessings so many as of him came. We cannot perish, though thou prate never so much. For we are righteous, well learned, famous, and rich.
Great folly is it of Abraham so to boast. Where his faith is not, the kindred is soon lost. Ye are Abraham's children, like as was Ishmael, only in the flesh, to whom no blessing fell. It profit you little of Abraham to bear name, if ye be wicked, but rather it is your shame. And as touching Abraham, the Lord is able to raise of stones in the way such people as shall him praise. The Gentiles can he call, whom ye very sore despise, to Abraham's true faith, and graces for them devise. No heart is so hard, but he can it mollify, no sinner so ill, but he may him justify.
Yea, he told thee so. Thou art next of his counsel, and knowest what he mindeth to do in heaven and in hell. Now, forsooth, thou art a jolly Robin Bell.
Aye, with a little help of an heretic he will smell.
I see it very well. Against God's truth ye are bent, and come not hither your wicked ways to repent, for that prince's sake that will clear us of care. But your coming is to trap me in a snare.
Ooh, we know him not. We, nor will not know him indeed. But when he shall come, if he do sow so much seed as thou hast done here, he may chance to have it ill speed.
Beware if he list. The axe is put to the root. With the Lord to mock it will ye no longer boot. Every withered tree that will give no good fruit shall up, which are you of all grace destitute, and shall be thrown forth into everlasting fire, where no help can be for no price nor desire.
A lewd knave art thou. Ill doctrine dost thou teach. We will say, provide thou shalt no longer preach.
If we do not see for this gear a direction, this fellow is like to make an insurrection. For to his new learning, an infinite company of worldly rascals come hither suspiciously.
Indeed they do so, and therefore let us walk upon this matter more deliberately to talk.
And they exit.
The nature of these is still like as it hath been. Blasphemers they are of God and his verity. Here have I preached the baptism of repentance. After he cometh that is so much more puissance. For all my austerity of life and godly purpose, worthy I am not his latchets to unloose. He will you baptize in the Holy Ghost and fire, making you more pure than your heart can desire. His fan is in hand, which is God's judgment, unto him committed by his Father omnipotent. He will from his floor, which is his congregation, sweep away all filth and false dissimulation. Clean will he seclude the disguised hypocrites, and restore again the perfect Israelites. He will bring the wheat into his barn or garner, the children of faith to the kingdom of his Father. The chaff, unprofitable, which are the unfaithful sort, into hell shall go to their sorrowful discomfort.
I am Jesus Christ, the Son of living God, the light of his glory, the image of his substance. Though he to this day hath plagued man with the rod, yet now, for my sake, he hath withdrawn all vengeance, all vigour, all fierceness, with his whole heart's displeasance, sending me hither of his benevolence, to suffer one death for all the world's offence. The time prefixed of my celestial Father is now performed. I, reigning in this nature, born of a woman, yea, of a virgin rather, subject to the law, for man who is impure, from death damnable, his pardon to procure, that he may receive the high inheritance due to the children of his choice or allowance. If ye needs know who I am incarnate, it is to be head of your whole congregation, to make means for ye to pacify the hate, to be the high priest that shall work your salvation, your guide, your comfort, your health, your consolation. I come not to judge nor slay, but all to save. Come, therefore, to me, all you that life will have. I am become flesh for mine own promise's sake. For without man's seed, born of his kind to sanctify, of sinner's lineage, the sinner's quarrel to take, of patriarchs, of kings, as a father and guide heavenly. Poor, that ye may think my kingdom nothing worldly, in flesh, to the spirit that the gospel should ye bring, believing by me to have the life everlasting. Ye worldly people, learn gentleness of me, which, though I am God, unto the Father co-equal, I took this nature, with all discommodity, myself to humble, as a creature mere mortal. Raise ye to God from your most deadly fall. Let this example be grafted first in your wit, how I, for baptism, to John myself submit.
By the Holy Ghost assured I am this hour that this man is he which is of the higher power, whom I have preached, lamb of innocency, whose shoe to unloose myself is far unworthy. From whence do ye come, I pray ye tell to me?
From Nazareth, this hour, a city of Galilee, from my mother's house, the heavenly Father from hence to obey and serve with most due reverence.
Your intent or mind fain would I understand.
To receive with either the baptism of thy hand.
Require not of me, I desire thee instantly to presume so far, for doubtless I am unworthy. I, a carnal sinner, ought to have baptism of thee, my Lord and Saviour. And dost thou ask it of me? Pardon me, sweet Lord, for I will not so presume.
Without presumption, that offence shalt thou assume.
The baptism of me is but a shadow or type. Such is thy baptism as away all sin doth wipe. I give but water, the Spirit, Lord, thou dost bring. Lo, is my baptism, thine is a heavenly thing. Now thou art present, it is meet my baptism cease, and thine to flourish, all sinners' bonds to release. Me, thy poor servant, replenish here with grace, and require me not to baptize thee here in place.
John, suffer me now in this to have my will, for it behoveth us all righteousness to fulfil, that is to say, me, as well as these my servants, the great grand captain, so well as his poor tenants. I come not hither to break the laws of my father, and as thy baptism is one, but to confirm them rather. And if I, by the law, in youth were circumcised, why should I disdain this time to be baptized? The Pharisees are poor to be of the common sort, but I may not so, which come for all men's comfort. I must go with them. They are my brethren all. He is no good captain that from his army fall.
They are sinners, Lord, and from good living wide.
The more need is there to have me for their guide. I will go afore that they may follow me, which shall be baptized, and think me for to be their mate or brother, having their livery token, which is thy baptism, as thy myself here hath spoken. Take water, therefore, and baptize me this hour, that thy baptism may take strength of higher power, the people to mark unto my kingdom heavenly.
Then, blessed Saviour, thy servant here sanctify.
The man which hath faith lacketh no sanctification necessary, and meet for his health and salvation thine office. Therefore, now execute thou on me.
And Jesus raises John and submits him in baptism.
I baptize thee, Lord, by such authority as thy grace hath given to my poor simpleness, only to obey the high request of thy goodness.
Falling to his knees, Jesus gives thanks to God.
This office, Father, which I in this mortal nature do take upon me, at thy most high appointment for man's salvation, here to appease thy nature, so prosper forward that it be thy intent, and to mark thy people fit and convenient, that thou wilt save by thy most fatherly power, my son to commend thee unto the world this hour.
And then the Holy Spirit descends upon Christ, and from heaven the voice of God is heard thus, and between you gentlemen, one of you can be the voice of God. I'm not going to... Only the voice is an interesting note there. There's no visual appearance of God, so there's no quick change. It can be anyone.
This is mine own son, an only heart's delight, my treasure, my joy, beloved most. This is he who hath procured grace in my sight. For man that hath done most wilful traitory, alone is he that me doth pacify. For his only sake will men am I now content, to be for ever at a full peace and agreement. I charge ye, to him give diligent attendance. Hear his monitions, regard his heavenly doctrine. In men's traditions, look ye, have no affiance, nor in Moses' law, but as he shall define. Hear him, believe him, draw only after his line, for he alone knoweth my purpose towards you, and none else shall hear him, therefore only now.
Oh, time most joyful, day most splendiferous! The clearness of heaven now appeareth unto us. The Father is heard, and the Holy Ghost is seen, the Son incarnate, to purify us clean. But this we may see, the gospel once received. Heaven openeth to us, and God is highly pleased. Let us sing, therefore, together with one accord, praising these same three as one God and good Lord.
And he stretches his arms up to heaven, and John sings.
Glory be to the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and Spirit living, which are one God in persons three, to whom be praise without ending. My doctrine is hard and full of threatenings, isn't it just? But he goes on, this Baptist.
He doesn't laugh, doesn't he? He doesn't laugh.
Malice, your pride and hypocrisy. God, you see why they chopped his head off. God.
And while we're waiting for Jesus to appear,
just goes on.
He does go on.
Day most splendiferous. Can't believe that. God, where's Herod when you need him?
Now, the thing is. This was performed in Ireland. Bale went over there and was given a bishopric under Edward. When Queen Mary came to the throne, and he starts putting on Protestant mystery plays in Ireland, oddly enough, he gets out just about with his life. And listening to that now, the first time I've ever actually heard it as opposed to reading it, you can hear the Protestant invective, can't you? Coming out, and that, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees are patently there as surrogate Catholics.
Yeah, but there's also the big Protestant get out.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
No.
Just believe it.
Yeah, just believe it. But you can really actually feeling elements of that in there, that actually that's what he's writing. He's writing quite an aggressive thing. Right, any
Bale,
other
Bale
thoughts?
Bale by name, baleful by nature.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he was, I don't think it would have been great fun around a dinner table. quite a chat. Any other thoughts? I mean, yes, there's a lot of words, but actually they do have a certain forward motion, if that made sense.
Yeah.
It's just there is a sense every so often that the spittle comes out. A bit in contrast, I mean, obviously the verse is very different.
He's not really bothered about sending people away entertained.
No, he's not. No, you're here to, you know, be edified.
Yeah.
But I like the use of splendiferous. I don't know if there's... What, is there an earlier in dramatic literature use of the word splendiferous? I haven't come across it.
No.
So you might be the first person to use splendiferous in a play. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, you can decide amongst yourselves.
The irregulars were Richard Fawcett, Liz Cole, Mark Holtham, Mark Scanlon, and finally, future Robert again, here's the epilogue.
All right, so we now come to John Baptist, the epilogue.
The epilogue. So what's happened here is Jesus has been baptised. God's voice, and it is his voice. I don't think you see God. I think that might be a very specific point, has spoken to everyone, and John the Baptist has said, isn't this great? And there might even be some singing. There usually is. John Bale actually does tend to involve some music.
This visible sign do here to you declare, what things pleaseth God, and what offendeth his goodness. The world hath proud hearts, high minds, with such like ware. God only regardeth the spirit of lowliness. Mark in this gospel, with the eyes of simpleness, Adam, by his pride, did paradise upspear. Christ hath opened heaven by his great meekness here. John was a preacher, note well what he did teach, not men's traditions nor his own holy life, but to the people Christ Jesus did he preach, willing his gospel among them to be rife, his knowledge heavenly to be had of man and wife. But who received it? The sinful commonality, publicans and sinners, but no painted Pharisee. The way that John taught was not to wear hard clothing, to say long prayers, nor to wander in the desert, or to eat wild locusts. No, he never taught such a thing. His mind was that faith should purify the heart. My ways, saith the Lord, with men's ways have no part. Man's ways are all things that are done without faith. God's way is his word, as the Holy Scripture saith. If ye do penance, do such as John doth counsel. Forsake your old life, and to the true faith apply. Wash away all filth, and follow Christ's gospel. The justice of men is but an hypocrisy. A work without faith, an outward vain glory, an example here ye had of the Pharisees, whom John compared to unfruitful withered trees. Give ear unto Christ, let men's vain fantasies go, as the Father bade by his most high commandment. Hear neither of Francis, Benedict, nor Bruno, Albert, nor Dominic, for they new rulers invent. Believe neither Pope nor priest of his consent. Follow Christ's gospel, and therein fructify to the praise of God and his Son Jesus' glory. Thus endeth this brief comedy or interlude of John Baptist preaching in the wilderness, opening the crafty assaults of the hypocrites with the glorious baptism of Jesus Christ.
Again, I think that's actually quite a useful, for this fiddliness of a play, about what it's about, it's quite important. And it does, again, it's making its point. I mean, it's painted Pharisee.
And the thing is that each of those prologues and epilogues is, about a minute runtime?
Probably two, yeah.
For what it adds to the equation, I think it's probably worthwhile.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're not. I think there is always the problem of how does one pitch a show like this to a modern audience, and I think either you do things to it, or you do it absolutely straight back historical reconstruction, and you almost, you explain to the audience where he's coming from.
The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by its patrons. Become a patron and you get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare.